Section 4. Uneven surfaces or obstacles. Uneven surfaces or obstacles such as broken pavement, bumps, potholes, railroad tracks, and loose debris pose a separate danger to the rider. The rider must first be able to identify the obstacle and next determine whether there is sufficient time and opportunity to safely clear the obstacle. If both time and space permit, the rider should slow the cycle or change lane positions to avoid the obstacle. If posed with having to ride over or clear the obstacle, the rider should approach at a 90-degree angle, 90. It is important in clearing an obstacle that a rider slow the cycle to reduce impact. Make certain the cycle is straight up. Just prior to reaching the obstacle, accelerate slightly to lighten the front wheel. Rise slightly off the seat with weight on the footpegs to minimize the chances of being thrown from the bike. Rising slightly off the seat allows the rider to absorb and transfer the shock of the obstacle to the rider's knees and elbows. Pull off the road to check tires and rims before proceeding. Railroad or trolley tracks. Motorcycle riders are able to safely cross railroad tracks at angles as sharp as 45 degrees, 45. Riders are discouraged from altering their ordinary course of travel to cross railroad tracks at 90-degree angles, 90. This action may be more dangerous and result in the rider crossing into oncoming traffic. Motorcycle riders must proceed more cautiously when crossing trolley tracks or pavement seams. Trolley tracks or pavement seams running parallel to a rider's course of travel are considered edge traps and may cause loss of balance or cycle control. It is recommended that riders make a quick and sharp turn across trolley tracks and pavement seams. Riders are encouraged to cross trolley tracks or pavement seams at angles of at least 45 degrees, 45. Grooves and gratings. Riding over rain grooves or metal bridge gratings may cause the motorcycle to weave and can create an unsettling feeling for the rider. Typically, this activity is not dangerous provided the rider limits sudden or extreme movements while attempting to cross these types of surfaces. It is important for riders to maintain their speed and direction until safely on solid road surfaces. Swerving or turning quickly. Even cautious riders may be forced to swerve or turn quickly to avoid hitting an object in their path of travel. This sudden adjustment or evasive maneuver may be the only way for a rider to avoid a collision and serious injury. It is important for riders to remain in their lane of travel in the event of an emergency. Even when the obstacle is a motor vehicle, often there is sufficient space within the lane for the rider to safely pass. A good rider will adjust body and cycle position while remaining focused on the obstacle. A swerve can be described as any sudden change in direction by the rider. It can be either two quick turns or a rapid shift to the side. This maneuver can be safely performed by applying a small amount of hand pressure to the handle grip in the direction a rider wishes to travel. This action will cause the motorcycle to lean quickly. The sharper the turn, the more the motorcycle will lean. When safely past the hazard, apply a small amount of hand pressure to the opposite handle grip to return the cycle to its original direction of travel. It is important when performing such a maneuver to keep knees snugly against the tank with feet firmly planted on the footpegs for added stability and cycle control. Do not attempt to lean with the motorcycle. Let the motorcycle move beneath you. Riders should not attempt to brake while swerving, as a skid could result and endanger the rider. Quick stops. To avoid striking an object, riders may be forced to quickly stop their motorcycle. To quickly stop the cycle, apply both brakes firmly and steadily. Should the front wheel lock, immediately release the front brake lever and gently reapply brake pressure. Should the rear wheel lock, provided the cycle is traveling in a straight line, keep it locked until the cycle has come to a complete stop. Under such circumstances, riders are often able to safely control the cycle despite having the rear wheel locked. If forced to stop the cycle quickly while turning or riding a curve, concentrate on straightening the cycle before attempting to stop. When the cycle is upright, apply firm and steady brake pressure. If there is no opportunity to straighten the cycle, apply both brakes gradually while increasing brake pressure until safely stopped. Flying objects. Occasionally, motorcycle riders are struck by insects, small pebbles, or debris from passing motor vehicles. A rider can significantly reduce the risk of injury by wearing the proper clothing and facial protection. Riders opting not to wear facial protection may be struck in the eyes, face, or mouth by such objects. A rider who has been struck by such an object should remain focused on the road ahead until the opportunity to safely stop the cycle presents itself. Once safely to the side, riders should check the cycle's equipment for damage while making the necessary repairs before returning to the road. Animals. A motorcycle rider should make every effort to avoid hitting an animal. However, it is recommended in heavily congested traffic areas that riders avoid swerving into adjacent lanes of travel to avoid hitting the animal. Riders have a better chance of surviving impact with an animal as opposed to impact with a motor vehicle. Motorcycles have a tendency to attract dogs, which may attempt to chase or catch the cycle. Should the rider be chased, it is important not to kick at the animal, for the rider could easily lose balance and cycle control. The rider should downshift and approach the animal slowly. Upon reaching the animal, the rider should speed up quickly and leave the animal safely behind. Carrying passengers and cargo. Experienced and responsible riders recognize that carrying passengers or heavy loads requires additional skills. The added weight significantly changes motorcycle handling, balance, acceleration, and stopping distance. Riders are encouraged to practice riding with lighter loads before attempting to carry passengers. This adjustment in riding strategy promotes safe riding and reduces the risk of serious injury to the rider or passengers. Passenger safety and instruction. Passenger safety starts with proper direction and instruction. Riders should not make the presumption that passengers are familiar with motorcycle handling, control, or balance. As a routine practice, good riders will instruct their passengers on cycling basics prior to starting their trip. Under Massachusetts law, all passengers are required to wear USDOT-approved helmets. Passengers are encouraged to wear protective clothing and face protection. The following are recommended practices concerning passenger safety. Climb aboard the motorcycle after the engine has been started. Sit comfortably close to the rider without hindering rider control. Hold tightly to the rider's waist or hips for added balance. Keep feet firmly planted on the cycle's footpegs, even at stops. Remain directly behind and lean with the rider through turns and curves. Limit conversation and movement when the cycle is in operation. Passengers and equipment. Having the proper equipment is essential for safe and responsible riding. Riders should be certain that the cycle is properly equipped for carrying passengers. Riders should not have to adjust seating position to accommodate passengers. The cycle's seat should be large enough to hold both the rider and passenger without crowding. Passengers must be able to place their feet firmly on footpegs located at the rear of the cycle. Proper footing helps to maintain passenger balance and prevents accidental falls from the rear of the cycle. Riders and passengers should remain committed to wearing protective clothing and face protection while riding. Riding with passengers. Carrying a passenger will cause the motorcycle to respond and handle in a different manner. The added weight of the passenger will require the rider to adjust operating speed on rougher surfaces, sloped terrain, and curved roadways. Minor adjustments to the cycle's suspension and tire pressure may be required depending on passenger weight. Riders should incorporate a larger cushion of space when stopping or slowing the cycle. Warning passengers of approaching hazards will reduce the risk of injury and surprise. If the rider must speak with the passenger while riding, a slight head turn while maintaining focus on the road and traffic conditions ahead is suggested. Carrying loads. Small loads can be carried safely if properly secured and fastened to the motorcycle. Riders are encouraged to secure loads low to the seat and not against rear seat frames. Loads mounted behind the rear wheel axle upset cycle balance and affect braking. Placing loads low and over wheel axles helps to maintain cycle stability and control. If the motorcycle is equipped with saddlebags, make certain the load distribution in each bag is approximately the same. Failing to distribute the load evenly may cause the cycle to pull to one side. Overloading may also cause the bags to catch in the wheel or chain, locking the rear wheel and prompting the cycle to skid. It is recommended that riders securely fasten the loads with elastic cords. Elastic cords help prevent the loads from shifting or falling while riding. Checking loads frequently for proper balance and positioning will increase rider safety and reduce the risk of injury. Group riding. The size of your motorcycle makes it difficult for fellow motorists to recognize your presence. If done so in a manner that neither endangers nor interferes with the free flow of traffic, riding with other cyclists can help to increase rider visibility and safety. Concentration and communication are essential to group rider safety. The following recommendations will enhance safety and reduce the risk of injury for those cyclists riding together in groups. Small groups. Traveling together in smaller groups will provide riders with the necessary time and space to adjust to traffic hazards or objects that may interfere with safe operation. Small group travel will also enable fellow motorists to safely pass while reducing the risk of rider separation. Should the number of cyclists traveling together exceed 5 or 6, it is recommended that the riders split into two separate travel groups to ensure safety. Group cohesion. Communication and planning are essential to group cohesion and safety. Planning ahead will help reduce the risk of injury and rider separation. The following are recommended practices for group riding. Be certain that all riders know the route and destination ahead of departure. This knowledge will reduce rider anxiety and concerns of group separation. Place inexperienced riders towards the front of the group where they can be carefully watched by more experienced riders. If you are leading the group, aggressively scan ahead for obstacles or traffic hazards that may interfere with safe operation. Keep a sufficient amount of space between all riders traveling in the group. A closely configured group of riders is less prone to separation and easily recognized by fellow motorists. Adjust cycle speed to maintain group cohesion. Use your cycle's mirrors to recognize a change in pace or direction. Should a rider fall behind, slow group speed to prevent separation. Signal lane changes early to afford those riders traveling behind the opportunity to safely complete the lane change. Riders should avoid pairing up while traveling. Operating directly alongside another motorcycle is a dangerous practice and jeopardizes both rider and group safety. Group riders are encouraged to travel in a staggered formation. This staggered riding strategy places the lead rider to the left side of the travel lane with the second rider just behind and to the right side of the travel lane. The third rider would follow in behind the first rider, leaving a minimum 2-second travel cushion between the first rider. The fourth rider would follow in behind the second rider, leaving a minimum 2-second travel cushion between the second rider. Riders should break with formation and travel single file when approaching turns or curves and when entering or exiting freeways. Passing information. Riders traveling in a staggered formation are directed to pass motor vehicles one rider at a time. When there is sufficient space, the lead rider should quickly pass the motor vehicle and promptly return to the original lane of travel. Once safely passed, riders are encouraged to maintain their original lane positions. The remaining riders are directed to pass a motor vehicle in the same manner. Night riding. Nighttime operation can be dangerous because a rider's ability to see and be seen by fellow motor vehicle operators is limited. It is recommended that riders adjust their riding behavior to compensate for this limited visibility. This adjustment includes reducing cycle speed, maximizing headlight usage, and increasing following distance. This cautious riding strategy will provide riders with an opportunity to safely pass obstacles and traffic hazards that may interfere with safe operation. Massachusetts law requires riders to use their headlights from 1/2 hour after sunset to 1/2 hour before sunrise. Getting off the road. Rider fatigue, equipment adjustments, mechanical defects, and traffic emergencies may force a rider to get off the road. Good riders keep a watchful eye on traffic conditions while safely making their way to the roadside. Riders should be certain to signal motor vehicles traveling behind of their intention to change lanes or direction. Experienced riders will scan roadside surfaces to determine if the terrain is firm enough to safely ride on. Slowing motorcycle speed when entering soft shoulders and grass medians will enable riders to maintain cycle balance and control. Once safely off the road, position the cycle as far as possible from travel lanes to avoid being struck by passing motor vehicles. To prevent the cycle from tipping, use added caution when setting the cycle's kickstand on sloped shoulders and soft surfaces. Rules of the road. All travel on public roadways is controlled by a system of signs, signals, pavement markings, driving laws, rules, and regulations. No matter what type of vehicle you are driving or what kind of road you are driving on, you must obey these rules of the road. You must learn how to properly ride on streets, roads, alleys, and avenues. Traffic rotaries, circles. Highways, expressways, and freeways. Speed limits. Riding too quickly, speeding, is one of the major causes of motor vehicle crashes. To ensure safe roadways, speed laws in Massachusetts are strictly enforced and carry severe penalties. The faster you ride, the greater the distance you need to react to a situation and to stop your motorcycle safely. The fundamental speed law for motor vehicles is that you must never travel faster than is reasonable and proper for the current conditions and public safety. Regardless of what a posted speed limit sign says, how fast you ride must depend on several factors. Traffic conditions, number of vehicles on the road and the speeds at which they are traveling. Road conditions, quality of the road surface, rough or smooth, the amount of water, ice, or snow on the road surface, and the width of the roadway. Weather conditions and visibility, adverse situations, including rain, snow, ice, dust, and wind. Pedestrians or bicyclists, people who might be traveling along or crossing the road. Regardless of any posted speed limit, you must decrease your speed if any hazard exists. Never ride faster than the posted speed limit. Sample speed limit signs appear on this and the next page. All speed limits are based on ideal driving conditions. If conditions are hazardous, you must adjust your speed and ride more slowly. Most roadways in the state have posted speed limits. Be aware of changes in speed limits as you ride on different kinds of roads or enter and exit highways. Limited access highways, like the interstate routes, have posted speed limits ranging from 50 to 65 miles per hour, while smaller highways have limits of 55 miles per hour or lower. Also, be aware that some highways post minimum speed limits as well. In Massachusetts, the minimum speed on interstate and limited access highways is 45 miles per hour. Unless posted otherwise, your speed would not be considered reasonable and proper if you were riding over 20 miles per hour in a school zone, 30 miles per hour in a thickly settled or business district, 40 miles per hour outside a thickly settled or business district, 50 miles per hour on a highway outside a thickly settled or business district. School zones. The 20 miles per hour speed limit on roads near schools can be posted in various ways. The signs stating such limits may be accompanied by flashing yellow lights or posted for certain hours of the day. Look closely for signs indicating that you are approaching or entering a school zone. When entering a school zone, please ride carefully. Scan aggressively for children crossing the street or riding bicycles. Be aware of school safety patrols or crossing guards that may be directing traffic. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that control the movement of vehicles and pedestrians, usually at intersections. You must know what each light means and obey its signals at all times. Traffic signals typically consist of three round lights, red, yellow, and green, from top to bottom. There are other types of signals, such as single flashing lights or colored arrows. Steady red. A steady red light means stop. Do not proceed until the light turns green. You may make a right turn on a red light only after coming to a complete stop. You must also yield to pedestrians or other vehicles in your path before turning. You may not turn on red if a no turn on red sign is posted. If you are traveling on a one-way street and turning left onto another one-way street, you are allowed to turn left on a red light. Come to a complete stop and yield to pedestrians and other vehicles before turning. Steady red arrow. A steady red arrow means the same as a steady red stop circular signal. See the preceding steady red section. but a steady red arrow applies only to vehicles intending to proceed in the direction of the arrow. The same rules apply for turns on red. Flashing red. A flashing red light means the same as a stop sign. You are required to bring your motor vehicle to a complete stop. Obey the right-of-way laws and proceed when it is safe to do so. If a white stop line or crosswalk line is painted on the pavement, you must stop before the line. When there are no pavement markings, you must stop as close to the intersection as needed to view traffic in both directions without entering the intersection. Steady yellow. A steady yellow light means the traffic signal is changing from green to red. You must stop if it is safe to do so. If you are already stopped at an intersection or a stop line, you may not proceed. Flashing yellow. A flashing yellow light is a warning. Proceed with caution, and stay alert. Look both ways when crossing an intersection. Steady green. A steady green light means go, but only after you have yielded to other vehicles, bicycles, or pedestrians in the road. If you are crossing an intersection, make sure you have enough room to make it completely through. Never block an intersection. You may make a turn as long as you have enough space to complete the turn and avoid creating a hazard. Look out for drivers who are not obeying traffic signals or are racing through intersections. Green arrow. A green arrow means you may proceed and turn in the direction of the arrow. As long as a green arrow displays for your turning lane, pedestrians and oncoming vehicles should be stopped for red lights. Look closely for signs authorizing turns only on a green arrow. Traffic lights not working. If traffic signals are not working as they normally do, they will simply flash red or yellow lights. In these cases, follow the rules for flashing lights. If signals are blacked out and not functioning, you must treat the intersection as having stop signs in all directions. Proceed when it is safe to do so. Pedestrian signals. Special lighted signals are often used at crosswalks to indicate when pedestrians may cross a roadway. Pedestrians must obey the don't walk and walk signals.